You're listening to the audio production of Between the Mountain and the Sky, a mother's story of love, loss, healing, and hope by Maggie Doyne with Shannon Lee Miller. Published by Harper Horizon and read by Maggie Doyne. Dear reader, thank you for taking time out of your story to live in mine. It might seem like a small act, but your support, curiosity, and love mean more than you know. In the beginning at Coppola Valley, before reliable Wi-Fi and even electricity, books were my greatest comfort, my best friends, and my deepest connections to the rest of the world. If you find solace or hope in these pages, if you even see a glimpse of yourself or your family, I'll consider this first book of mine a roaring success. For the past 12 years, I've been part of a team raising a group of amazing children at Coppola Valley Children's Home in Sirkat, Nepal. There are so many stories to tell about this beautiful place and its even more beautiful people, but my story is the only one that belongs to me, and the only one I'm qualified to tell. It is my biggest, brightest hope that one day our children and the rest of our team will choose to share their lives with you. But when they do, it will be on their own terms. You'll still get to know them enough through these pages to fall madly in love. Another story I feel unqualified to tell is that of international development, a complex, ethically challenging, rapidly changing field of work I'm honored to have stumbled into. I am passionate about making this world better, and I'm happy to be able to share my experience, but it is merely one experience. This is not a how-to guide. I've made many mistakes, and I still have a lot to learn. Between the Mountain and the Sky spans more than a decade, during which I moved to Nepal, built a house, raised 54 children, endured trauma, and experienced the wildest love imaginable. Mom brain is real, and my memory is imperfect. I relied heavily on blog entries, journals, and the much more reliable minds of those who have been at my side. Conversations have been reconstructed as best as I could remember them, with plenty of care taken to preserve veracity and meaning. Also, some names and identifying details have been changed to protect anyone who I thought may not want to make a cameo in a memoir. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. Big love, Maggie. Prologue. Sunrise.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?